This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization on Friday announced that 12 million cases of the new coronavirus had been recorded in total and warned that the number of people infected had doubled in the last 6 weeks. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the international community needed leadership, participation, and solidarity to turn the pandemic around.
Only aggressive action combined with national unity and global solidarity can turn this pandemic around.
Tedros cited Italy and South Korea when saying that there are examples from around the world that have shown that even if an outbreak is intense, it can be brought under control. However, he also warned that it's not only COVID-19 that threatens lives and livelihoods, but other diseases such as measles, polio, and malaria that all thrive when immunization is paused and supply chains for medical supplies are interrupted. An advance team from the World Health Organization has left for China to organize an investigation into the origins of the novel coronavirus, which sparked the global pandemic. Francis McGuire reports.
Two WHO experts will work with Chinese scientists to plan out the upcoming investigation. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris.
Whether or not it jumped from species to a human and what species it jumped from. Did it? We know it's very, very similar to the virus in the bat, but did it go through an intermediate species? So this is a question we all need answered.
President Donald Trump and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo claimed it may have originated in a Wuhan laboratory, but they did not present evidence for this, and China strongly denies it. Scientists and U.S. intelligence agencies have said it emerged in nature.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced Friday that the Hagia Sophia, one of the architectural wonders of the world, would be reopened for Muslim worship. As Reuters' Emir McCarthy reports, his declaration came after a top Turkish court revoked the 6th century Byzantine monument status as a museum.
The Council of State, Turkey's top administrative court, ruled that the original decree was unlawful. It was made by Turkey's first president after the fall of the Ottoman Empire, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. The World Heritage Site was at the center of both the Christian Byzantine and Muslim Ottoman empires and is today one of Turkey's most visited monuments. UNESCO said on Thursday that it must be notified of any changes in the state of Hagia Sophia Museum, and the changes may have to be reviewed by its World Heritage Committee.
That's Reuters' Emir McCarthy. President Donald Trump's return to campaign rallies is being delayed as Tropical Storm Fay moves up the East Coast. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
As he left the White House today, the president mentioned FEMA's ready for the storm.
Shouldn't be too bad, but you never know. You never know.
Saying Fay is aiming for New Jersey. He was supposed to be in New Hampshire tomorrow, but the White House says his planned rally is being postponed for a week or two because of the storm. It was to be the president's first rally after a campaign reboot weeks ago in Oklahoma turned into a debacle with very low attendance. Tomorrow's event was to be held partially outdoors. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The city of West Hollywood has initiated efforts to enforce a mask mandate with Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies authorized to issue citations for those not wearing facial coverings in public. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Hey, sir, just to inform you, you know, per government orders, we're required to wear a face mask.
Patrols are out in force in West Hollywood, California, to make sure people have a face covering on. Edward Ramirez is a captain with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
We made the decision collectively with the city council, with the city manager and the public safety director to step up the game a little bit and start to enforce the rules and regulations.
So if you don't want to put on a mask,
we don't want to give out citations. But for people who absolutely refuse to wear a mask, I can guarantee you they are going to receive a citation.
That will cost people $300 for the first offense to more than $500 for a fourth violation. I'm Shelley Adler.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. VOA News.